Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
A Victory Monday on Grant and Danny. Welcome in. You are listening to The Fan. The good guys are back to 500. 2-2. 34-30 thriller. Taylor Heinicke making plays late. Second game-winning drive of his season. He did that 12 times in college. That was a fun game. We're talking to Terry McLaurin today at 4 o'clock. He's the best player on the team. He was the best player on the field in Atlanta.
I love Terry McLaurin so much. I love him. I just want to let him know that. I'm going to make it awkward at 4 o'clock when he comes on with us. He's so good. I thought he was in danger a couple times. Oh, Taylor Heinicke, with all the great end-game ball-out type stuff, put my little Terry in danger multiple times. Put him in the blender, got him hit on the first throw of the game, was laid on a slant and got him popped, threw some lollipop ball down the sideline into some cover two, and Terry got hit. Of course, Terry just comes back and catches touchdown passes because that's what Terry does. Joins us at 4. I can't wait to talk to him.
Cannot wait for that conversation. It should be fun. We will talk mostly about the game today. We're going to get into game balls to the best, gassers to the worst, in about 12 minutes or so with you guys right here on The Fan. There is breaking news out of Ashburn, and we'll multitask with this. It's going to be the minor in our college program, not the major that we're trying to get to today, with the game being what we're majoring in. But this is huge news out of Ashburn. A federal law enforcement, the DEA, is what I was told, conducted a raid at the Washington football team practice facility on Friday. And head trainer Ryan Vermilion was at the center of an investigation based on our sources. He's been placed on administrative leave today. Ongoing criminal investigation, according to the team, is unrelated to the club. We reached out to the football team. They sent us back this statement, Danny. The investigation's been going on for months. I talked to one player who said they got a call from an agent with the feds, you know, the DEA, in the spring, like March, April timeframe, asking questions about things, the allegation they made. The questions were about, like, prescription drugs and how things are done on the team plane and in the team facility. Now, I'm not going to go hard with the details of that, but that's what at least one player told me. The questions and the line of questioning was about months ago. But he's now on admin leave. This is a guy who came with Ron Rivera from Carolina, was with Ron Rivera throughout his time with the Panthers. He's got a press conference today at 2:30, and he'll have to answer to this. Rivera will. But he has referenced RV, as he calls him, every time he's talked pretty much in season since he got here, because he's the head trainer who gives him all the intel on injuries. And if you go back to when they originally hired him, I looked it up today on the website from January 6, 2020, which I think was the day or right around the day that Ron Rivera was introduced. The statement from owner Daniel Snyder read, "Ryan Vermilion is one of the most respected and seasoned head athletic trainers in the NFL. His 25-plus years experience and his familiarity with Coach Rivera make him a perfect fit for our organization." Rivera's quote on him, "For many years, I've been able to see firsthand the positive impact he has on a team. His primary focus has always been the health of the players, and he is going to be a tremendous addition to the Redskins." They were still the Redskins at that time.
Yeah, I remember that.
But Those are some of the statements from the day they hired this guy.
Sure. And again, this goes to a bigger picture thing. And I know folks want to hear about the football game. We're going to get into that, you know, from all the possible angles, where I really believe they gave themselves a chance at relevancy this year by beating the Atlanta Falcons. I really do think it was that big of a win. But this, again, goes to a core philosophy I have. If you'd like to be in charge of everything, which was the case with Mike Shanahan, which was the case to a degree with Joe Gibbs, and it's the case certainly now with Ron Rivera, this is all in your image. When you fire the old guy, we all had our problems with Larry Hess and company because this was the most injured team in the NFL, basically over a 4 or 5 year span, whatever it was. When you replace the old guy, the new one better be better. When you get rid of Kyle Smith and you don't care that he's gone, your personnel decisions better improve. The jury's still out on that, but I would argue the early returns aren't necessarily so good. When you want things done your way best be better than the old way. Otherwise, you should have kept the old way. When you make a change, all in your image, as the head coach, the guy that picks everyone in the front office, you're hiring your friends, hiring people that you're familiar with, that's all well and good. The results had better be improved. So this, to me, when I see the Washington football team statement, it rings pretty hollow, to be honestly. When you say, hey, this is not us, it's away from us. Your facility was raided. Okay, I'm not accusing anybody in there of any wrongdoing. That is not what I'm saying. This is not some other. This is not elsewhere. This is not a guy that in his free time may or may not have done something.
Taylor Heinicke is walking out the front door after studying film, and a bunch of dudes in jackets with letters on the back are coming into your facility.
You're involved. So distancing yourself, that's adorable. This is Ron's guy. Ron's call. He could have hired anybody. There are a lot of people who would like that athletic trainer job. He hired someone that he knew. This guy's now under investigation. It reflects upon you whether you'd like it to or not. Distance yourself all you want. Pretend to look past it all you want. Say this is not your fault. Buck stops with the ultimate leader, the guy that makes every single decision. He needs to answer for this. He's going to try to gloss over it. He's going to give me some kind of pedantic lecture about what's interesting and what's important, and I'll draw you a map because I've been there, or whatever the hell he's going to do. This absolutely needs to be accounted for.
So he'll talk about it, I'm sure. He's going to be asked about it. You'll hear the press conference coming up here at about 2:30 on GND. We'll get into some game balls and some gassers in a moment. Let's get some quick observations out of the way from the game, though. 34-30 win, and as you said, they gave themselves a chance to have a season here. You lose to the Falcons, which, by the way, with 35 seconds left in that game, they were losing to the Falcons. But if you lose to Atlanta, it's pretty much over before it started.
Yeah.
You're now 1-3, and you've got the Saints and the Chiefs and the Bucks and the Packers, among other difficult games on the horizon as you're getting into the murderer's row of your schedule. You've been playing your JV portion. Now you bump up a level, and you play the varsity teams. You've played one varsity team so far. You lost by 22. Now you play those teams for about a month straight. But they won. Mm-hmm. And they saved themselves from having to ask and answer some tough questions internally this week in their meetings. I want to commend Taylor Heinicke. He was phenomenal. Last week in Buffalo was ugly. There was a regression where he made a couple of those throws that you worry about, and you go, oh my goodness, he hasn't looked like this. Maybe this is the beginning of the clock striking midnight on this beautiful Cinderella story. Well, he put his dancing shoes back on. His slippers were on. They fit, bro. He was out on the dance floor. 290-3. The fifth read play he made to McKissick at the end was unbelievable. Scrambling off schedule to his left, comes back to McKissick, and as good a play and read as it was by the QB, that's a better play by McKissick.
100%.
What a
100%
asset he is. We never talked about him all offseason.
I know.
80 catches last year. We just kind of say, oh, Alex Smith checks it down a lot. No one talked about him. We all referenced that Antonio Gibson was going to make a leap, and he looks to be doing that. We all talked about Jarrett Patterson and fell all over ourselves about a great preseason story. J.D. McKissick is such an important player on this offense.
Yeah, he's their new Chris Thompson, and he's every bit as good, every bit as dynamic. I mean, not only that touchdown with the at the end, there was a huge key, I think it was a 3rd and 7, may have been a 3rd and 8 conversion, where he was hit short of the sticks, still got that first down because first downs are so important. And J.D. McKissick cares about getting first downs. I love that so much. Stayed on his feet, spun off the contact, got himself past the line of the game. Terry McLaurin is incredible. They also owe a debt of gratitude. Whoever has the buying power to get themselves a steak, lobster, nice gift, maybe you buy someone some new speakers or a flat screen television, DeAndre Carter, please and thank you. That return touchdown will get lost in the sauce because of Taylor Heineke's late heroics.
Unreal.
They got out-offensed in that game, by the way. I mean, yeah. Atlanta did more. These were two bad defenses trying to out-bad defense each other. And both these offenses, which I think are both pedestrian, the numbers back that up kind of coming into this thing, took advantage of those bad defenses. But without DeAndre Carter's return for a touchdown, I don't know that we're having these kinds of conversations. That was a massive, massive play.
The Logan Thomas injury is critical.
Yes, it is.
They were able to get by in this game without him. I don't like the idea of leveling up in competition without the second best player in your offense as a pass catcher. Hopefully he's back, but he grabbed his hamstring. He was immediately
right
ruled
away.
Out.
Yeah.
Didn't look good in terms of getting him back on the field in the next week or so. They suffered other important injuries, too. Deami Brown actually looked like he was starting to get a little more comfortable. Speaking of injuries, Curtis Samuel coming back was big.
I think they had four third down conversions in the game. I feel like he had three of them. And I think the other one was...
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
they were four for nine, mm-hmm. and he caught three of their first down conversions.
Yeah, and then the other one was McKissick, which you just mentioned. That was massive. And that's kind of the max he could probably do after practicing twice in the calendar year 2021. But he was influential, and you know that influence is going to grow.
As far as the bad goes,
plenty of that.
Two missed extra points from Dustin Hopkins. There's just no way at this point, as adamant as I've defended the idea of moving on from Hopkins coming into this season, because sometimes the grass isn't always greener, there gets to a point where you just don't feel good when he's lining up for a kick. Ron Rivera's got to be there. His reticence against his opposition to bringing someone in during camp or the preseason didn't make sense. I'll be curious to see what he says today. I listened back to his post-game press conference. Darius, you guys can correct me if I'm wrong. I'm sure you guys have heard it as well. I did not hear a question about Hopkins in the presser post-game in Atlanta yesterday. That'll clearly come up in the press conference in about 15 minutes or so. But are they going to bring someone in to kick tomorrow? Or is there going to be a competition this week? Is he moving forward because you won? And so you don't worry about it because no harm, no foul. He missed two extra points. He missed two extra points all of last year. That tells me something's not right. I don't think it's physical, but he's not confident. He's not kicking with any confidence right now.
That was ugly. And then just defense at large. I mean, oh my God. Oh my God, is this group bad? There's, you know, once again.
They got right?
Well, I suppose.
That's what I thought was going
to
happen.
The Atlanta Falcons and any team listening, please feel free to run the football at your leisure. Hand it off to a running back. You do that, you're doing this team a favor. If I'm an opposing coach, I go, running backs, you guys go get a Capri Sun. We'll come back and talk to you about when we start working your part of the game and game plan in terms of passing. Drop back and throw the ball against this team whenever you want. Your quarterback will be comfortable. Your receivers will be open. Everyone gets a chance. Everyone gets fantasy numbers. It's like Madden franchise and the lowest difficulty. You can pad stats for whoever you want. This defense is abominable.
This offense has won them two games.
Yeah.
In those two wins, they've given up 59 points, basically averaging 30 allowed in their wins.
10 for 16 on third down. It's not getting better.
Cordarrelle Patterson sliced and diced them like he was prime Julio Jones.
It's the greatest player alive as far as I'm concerned.
Cordarrelle Patterson. You played an offense that went through Cordarrelle Patterson, and he went ham. Matt Ryan, by the way, 283-4. He was back at Boston College playing against the worst team in the ACC.
A down Syracuse team.
I hated the call on Chase Young. Hated it. Thought it was crap. Think that's nonsense. Think the league is just trying to do something that at this point is unnecessary with the protection of the quarterbacks. And it's ruining a wonderful thing as best it can. Having said that, I also don't know what he was doing on that play. Now, again, everyone's going to hear that I'm upset at him. I'm not. That shouldn't have been called. He didn't do anything wrong in terms of a penalty. But why didn't he run through Matt Ryan? Why did he take an odd angle and like reset and throw an elbow at him? Not a penalty, but Matt Ryan almost got a throw off downfield. His knee was down. Should have been a sack, by the way. Didn't you think he could have just tackled him?
Yes.
Why didn't he?
I think he was afraid to end up having a penalty called, which is what happened. I think he was so terrified of like a late hit or something like that because it was a third and long or fourth and long.
Two.
Yeah. And it was fourth down and they had him dead to rights. So he's going, oh, maybe I'm afraid of doing it. So you end up in between, you end up with that dumb penalty anyway. I'm with you. I thought the officials, by the way, in general were pretty bad in this one. There was a lot of, we'll see. I mean, Cole Holcomb ripped the fumble away. That should have been Washington football as far as I was concerned. They couldn't blow the whistle dead there. A couple calls went Washington's way at certain points. I thought they were bad in general, and they had way too much undue influence on the game. But again, generally, his only pressure came on a stunt kind of action, right? Where you had the things that I've been kind of asking for, frankly, where you had kind of a shift. I think it may have been Ioannidis and Allen kind of took on blockers to their left. They slanted, and then Young loops all the way around, is in Matt Ryan's face, and forced pressure, forced an errant throw, the kinds of things that you're used to seeing from defensive linemen in this league. You do that enough times, you end up with your sack totals. You end up with your quarterback hits. But it didn't really happen much in this game, which has to be exasperating for a guy where you know he's going to be, and you made him look like Fran Tarkenton in his prime escaping your clutches. Just so bad.
McLaurin was too good to lose, and luckily he's on the show today at 4 to talk about it. Heinicke was outstanding. McKissick made a hero play. You got a special teams touchdown. First moments of the third quarter on a kickoff from DeAndre Carter, 101 yards. That's why you won. But the defense, Hopkins, again, losing type football. How do you guys feel coming out of a 4-point win in Atlanta? The season saved for now, 2-2 for the Washington football team. We're Grant and Danny. Ron Rivera's press conference, bottom of the hour. You'll hear it here on The Fan. McLaurin at 4 today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Third and 8 at the Atlanta 33. McKissick to Heinicke's left. Takes the snap. Steps up. Tries deep sideline. Has an open man. That is caught by McLaurin. Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! What a throw by Heinicke!
And what a catch by Terry. I mean, how can you just not totally love this guy?
Terry McLaurin's the best player on the Washington football team, and he is our guest today at 4 o'clock on Grant and Danny. You are listening to The Fan. Game balls to the best, gassers to the worst. 800-636-1067 is the number. Taking your calls now. Ron Rivera is scheduled to address the media with a press conference. We are going to take it live today based on the breaking news out of Ashburn that their facility was raided on Friday by the DEA. Being told as well, just talked to another source, so we now have multiple sources saying his townhome near One Loudon was raided on Friday as well. He's been placed on administrative leave. He's the head trainer of the team. He's been with the team for 2 years. He came here with Ron Rivera, was with Rivera for a long time in Carolina. So you know that will come up at the press conference that's coming up in just a few minutes. Danny, let's go game ball gasser. What do you got?
Let's go game ball, please, first. I think you know. He'll join us in about 90 minutes. Number 17, thank God he's here. Thank God that offensive weapon got out of bed. Thank God he stretched himself out. He only caught 6 out of the 13 targets, but that's the appropriate number. He should be in double-digit targets every week. He went 6 for 123 and 2 touchdowns. That is the great Terry McLaurin. I'm not just saying he's our great. He's great, great. He's bona fide. He's league-wide great. He is among the best the sport has to offer. Thank goodness he's here.
Give me a game ball, Darius. J.D. McKissick. That's what a hero play looks like. He doesn't make that play. Dustin Hopkins is lining up for a 48-yard field goal at the horn for the win. How do you feel about that on a day where he missed a couple extra points? McKissick, touchdown. They cover. Everybody's happy. A 4-point win looks calm, just like they were supposed to do going to Atlanta. Give me another game ball, please, Darius. Danny, do the honors.
Who are you going for?
You got a game ball?
Oh, I was doing a game ball. I misunderstood that. I'm an idiot. That's a bad read by me. DeAndre Carter, thank goodness he's here. Kickoff return for a touchdown. Huge reception middle of the field. Up for grabs. First and 24.
Let's go out to Ashburn. Big news day for the football team. See what Ron Rivera has to say.
Nope. All I can tell you is that we've made a statement.
And Ryan Vermillion, is he on paid administrative leave or?
The team has already made its statement.
Okay. And just a quick football question. Any updates on the list of injured players?
Yes, what I can say for the most part is that Torrey McTyer is unfortunately, we're going to lose Torrey for the year. And John Bostic with the pec, we are going to probably lose for the year as well. Everybody else, I'm just waiting for 100% confirmation.
Thank you.
Ben?
Ron, I guess just to stay with the football, you watched the tape, presumably. What did you what's that to you upon watching?
Well, there were some really good things that we're going to build on. That's for sure. You know, I like some of the things that we did on in all three phases. You know, I thought special teams really some big positives, and we progressively got better and better with each return and coverage. Offensively, I thought again some of the things that we did, especially up front, was very solid, very stout. A lot of kudos go to our playmakers too, as well, starting with Taylor and the running backs, the wide receivers, and the tight ends. Defensively, we had some pretty promising moments. Unfortunately, we didn't have as much success as we wanted on third downs. I thought the guys were working on it. We came close to a couple of things, but we also got to be better on first and second down. I thought the guys played hard, especially down in the fourth quarter when we had to get a stop. And we got it. So a lot of pluses that we're going to come out of and get better with.
And just to go back to the injury front, you mentioned a couple of guys. And I know you said you're trying to get some further details, but there's been a report Brandon Scherff has, a sprained MCL out 2 to 3 weeks, and Logan Thomas week to week with a hamstring injury. Can you confirm that anything there?
I can't necessarily confirm it as much as I can say those sound viable from, you know, the initial reports I got. But until I get a chance to sit down and talk with the doctor to get a complete and full report, I won't know. And I should probably get that. Well, should be done in about 15 more minutes, and then I'll probably know.
And sir, just to tack on with Ryan out, who is the internal inside the building? Who is now leading the training staff?
Well, right now we're gonna work it with the doctors, and we'll go from there.
Okay, thank you.
Ron, with Bostic out, what? Obviously, I guess Jamin Davis will go in there. How has he looked and progressed, and do you feel he's ready for this kind of a role?
Well, Jamin's going to get a little more opportunities, obviously, and we'll take a look at our other linebackers. But Kalik should get more of an opportunity as well to add on and play some. And David Mayo may get some more opportunities as well. We'll see how we figure those things out as we get and progress into this week and get a chance to sit down and talk about those as far as the staff is concerned.
And I know you said the team has made a statement with Ryan, but he's somebody that you've known for a long time. For you to see this, what is it like for you to see this?
Well, I'm not going to comment how I personally feel about what's going on. That's not... you know, that'll go beyond what I need to say.
Thank you.
Ron, with Dustin missing a couple more kicks yesterday, just wondering what your position is on his security moving forward.
Well, he's our kicker, and we'll leave it at that.
As for deferring the kickoff, you've done it a couple times this year, and the defense hasn't gotten a stop. I know what you're trying to accomplish there, but any consideration about maybe handling those decisions differently in the coming games?
No, not necessarily. I think the thing that we look at, obviously, is when you get into the second half. So, and it's kind of worked out for us getting into the second half, and we'll see what happens going forward.
Hey, Ron, understand that you can't comment over what's been said, but, you know, you talked a lot about the last time you guys have faced something like this, like a bigger thing that, you know, judge us where we're going forward, and basically that it was the last regime. So how do you handle it now that, you know, that this is your culture, kind of the things going on? How do you plan to handle that?
No. The organization made a statement, guys, and we're just going to stick with that for right now. Okay.
Okay. Sure. And then, with the defense, you know, it seems like there is a lot of understanding. You know, Chase Young says before the game, focus on doing your job. There's a sideline huddle. It seems like kind of everyone gets, I don't know what the problem is or like, you know, needing to do better. So what do you think the disconnect there is? Having like that they know that there's problems, but they just can't execute or don't. Or
well, I think one of the things that happens is, you know, when you get under duress, you put yourself in a tough position. One of the things that people tend to do is revert to what they know best or what they've been trained to do or how they used to do it. And what we're trying to get them to understand is stick to what we do, stick to what we're teaching, and give yourselves a chance to be competitive. And that's what the message was today.
Thank you.
With Chase Young, he wasn't, you know, you guys have the rotation, but he wasn't out there for a handful of key third down situations. I was just wondering how you balance giving guys those rest with, I would assume you want your best players on the field in those high leverage situations.
Yeah, you do. And again, sometimes the rotation ends up that way. And if you can get him back out there, you try to get him out there.
I got to go one more on Ryan. Sorry, some players were talked to in the spring about this. I was just wondering, were there internal discussions about whether to allow him to continue working with the team going forward after you
discussions,
guys?
Discussions, I have no idea what you're talking about as far as those things are concerned.
All right, thank you.
Hey, Ron, what development have you seen from Kalik Hudson from training camp to now?
Well, I think, you know, going through training camp, I thought Kalik had a good one. You know, I really did. I thought he played well in the preseason. And it's just a matter of getting an opportunity, and this will be an opportunity to see exactly where he is. I think he's a guy that plays fast and physical, has good quickness, has played pretty much what we would consider the will position. The Sam position, the guy that will walk out into space every now and then. Coming out of college. So I think this might be something that might be up his alley.
What prevented him from seeing the field a little bit earlier this season? And what would you like to see from him going forward?
Well, I think what we've been getting from Jamin in terms of his development and growth, I think the way that John Bostic has played and done some things for us, but also what Cole's done. I think Cole's really coming on and developing and growing.
Thanks.
JP? Rhiannon?
Hey, Ron. I'm just curious. What have you seen from John Bates and Ricky Seals-Jones if there's any absence from Logan Thomas over an extended period of time? And is there any thought that maybe Samus Reyes might be brought up, or do you guys maybe bring somebody else in?
Yeah. No, we've seen some tremendous growth. We really have. We have from Ricky, you know, in terms of his development as a tight end, as a complete tight end. I mean, he does a great job with his routes. He's learning to run those even better. He's got good hands. He's a pretty sure catcher. His blocking has come a long way. He did a nice job this past weekend. So we're excited to see even more of him. I thought John Bates really it really didn't seem too big for him. He really seemed to handle it well as a young player and showed some very promising things. Probably the play that sticks out the most for me as far as John Bates was concerned was the finishing block that he made on the touchdown on the kickoff return. I mean, hands were in great position. Feet were right underneath him where he needed to be. Good position and just drove through and finished the block. that to us.
Ron Rivera, the head coach of the Washington football team. If you're wondering, just jumping in the car about some of the questions of the initials RV or Ryan was named, that's Ryan Vermilion. He is the head trainer for the Washington football team, who was placed on administrative leave today. If you're just joining us, JP Finley, Midday Show, myself, a story that we broke just about 40 minutes before we went on the air, that Vermilion is home, the team facility raided by federal agents, the DEA involved. The team has placed him on administrative leave. They are saying that this criminal investigation has nothing to do with the team itself. I know that at least one player that I've talked to who alleged that many other players were contacted by a DEA agents who were investigating this over several months, dates back to March or April. And I found that really interesting that Michael Phillips did ask that question. Hey, there's people who have been asked about this. Presumably you guys knew something was going on. Was there any talk about doing anything about this before the story broke today, when they immediately placed him on administrative leave? But Rivera was not willing to answer that question. Did talk about the win, and it sounds like Dustin Hopkins is still his kicker.
That's his kicker. So problem solved, I suppose. We're good there.
He stood by Dustin Hopkins again.
Keep swinging that culture-changing axe. Maybe he'll hit something.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Who gets your game ball? Who gets your gasser? Next, Terry McLaurin, one of the good guys. One of the best in the National Football League at getting open and catching footballs. Two touchdowns. 123 through the air yesterday, joins us at 4 o'clock.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Grant and Danny on the Fan, taking you up to 6:30 tonight after a Washington football team 34-30 win. I thought they ran the ball well, by the way. Antonio Gibson didn't get a lot of work and didn't break anything. His longest run was 8. I don't think he had less than 4 yards on any carry, it didn't feel like, though.
There was, I think, maybe one stuff play that they had where, like, Wes Schweitzer looked like he was lost in Home Alone 2 in the middle of New York City.
Who played really well.
In general, I thought he played well. But they had a couple stuff runs. But for the most part, I'm with you. They ran the ball.
Brandon Sheriff's hurt.
Yep. Again.
He got hurt last week running into that wall in Buffalo. And he got hurt this week now. It's his knee. $17 million one-year deal for him. And he'd been hurt a lot in his career. At guard. At a position where Wes Schweitzer plays pretty well. And failed tackle Eric Flowers is a good player. I still don't understand that decision. I'll never understand that decision. And a lot of people say, well, they had the money. Yeah. I'm going to try that with my wife when I just buy a new flat screen, even though I don't need one. It's like, why'd you do that? Well, we had the money in the bank. I don't really get that at all.
$18 million, $36,000 cap hit this year, 9% of their cap.
Yeah,
right guard Brandon Sheriff.
I said 17. It's over 18. Game balls and gassers, best and worst. Jay's in D.C. Jay, what'd you think of the game, buddy? How are you?
What's up, guys? It was a great game. Definitely fun, but, man, defense got to get it together. But I definitely want to give my praise, my game ball to DeAndre Carter. I love that guy. I've loved him since, like, day one because the last 10 years, every game, we've been worrying if the punter will actually catch the ball. And I feel like we haven't had to worry about that at all this year. And I always thought he was going to break one. Everyone thought he was going to break one. So I was really glad to see that.
Yeah, we've been talking about it, and I think you even mentioned it on the show. It just looks like he's close, and he got one.
Yep, and I love how mad he gets when he can't get a kick return. It's like when it goes out of bounds and he can't do anything about it, he's like a child, like kicking the ground. But I love that guy. But gas to the Chase Young, yo. It's like 4th and 2. you have a chance to get your first sack of the season, and you elbow the guy. Like, I just don't understand that. Like it was just like John Allen almost got that sack, and then De'Ron Payne clipped him up, and Ryan's going to throw the dumbest pass ever. You got an easy sack. What are you doing? I don't even care about the call. I'm just pissed off that he didn't just get that sack.
So I can't get past the call just because I watch football all day every weekend, and there's four or five of these that do change drives and can lead to points and mm-hmm. do change games. And it is unacceptable to me that these are penalties. You just take Washington out of it or Chase Young. If it's the Vikings and the Browns or the Lions and the Bears, I don't care. Mm-hmm. I don't want to watch football and see that be called roughing. That's not roughing. That's a ridiculous penalty. And someone will say, well, his arm, if you look, it grazed the face mask. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care.
That should never be a roughing penalty. Matt Ryan is fine. Nothing happened. A guy shoved him as he ran by him. But Jay's correct. Please tackle him. Please play football.
Just do normal football
action in that moment. Ryan, Shady Side, you're on Grant and Danny. What's up?
What's up, guys? I got a gasser for Tressway for his terrible job holding. If you look at both of the misses yesterday and go back a game before, each one of those misses, the ball is between 30 to 40 degrees inward angle to the right, same way the kick slid.
Are we sure that's not how Hopkins likes it, or that's not how he's supposed to hold it?
Look at the rest of them. The rest of them he made, they were almost perfectly vertical.
You've studied the holds way more than I have.
Tip of the cap, sir, if you're right.
if you're cracking the film, if you're in the lab looking at the freeze frames of every hold, then I'll give you all the credit in the world. I just assumed he spins the laces. Laces are out, just like we learned.
Laces out, Dan.
When Dan needs to make his kick. I thought it was okay hold, but if he's cracked the case on this and Tressway, he led the raid into the film room and they found out that Tressway is holding the ball wrong, then I'm all ears.
To me, it just looked like he pushed it right a couple times, so I don't know about
also,
ball
they're
angle.
Also, extra points.
Yeah, so in other words, like if
angle shouldn't matter in that.
Right, if the ball's angled a certain way over like 40, 50 yards, it might drift one way. This wasn't one of those that started straight and drifted right. This just kind of like went right from jump street, from the very beginning of the kick.
This is not me being a jerk. I'm just going to make a statement, though.
Yeah.
It's from 33 yards. You got a huge leg, and you've been a good NFL kicker for most of your career.
Make the kick, maybe.
I need it to go through the uprights.
Yeah.
Now, if he didn't get the ball down, let's bash him. If the ball's laying on its side, let's bash him. The angle's not quite right. We need to make the kick. G&D, your thoughts on a big win in Atlanta. Next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.